From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
When I told my long-suffering wife I intended to write about Wednesday's announcement of our university's new chancellor, she replied with some asperity that she could predict what I would say. "You're always optimistic about the new people," she said, noting that I've sometimes had cause to regret those first impressions. Well, here we go again. How could I not be optimistic? President Moon Choi, about whom I remain optimistic, was close to giddy as he introduced Alexander Cartwright. The standing room only welcoming crowd in the Alumni Center was buoyant. The sun was shining. In the press conference that followed the opening ceremony, Rudy Keller of the Columbia Daily Tribune seriously asked the question I had posed half-jokingly to Mike Alden earlier as we walked into the building. Why would Dr. Cartwright, or anybody, want the job? The chancellor-designate had his answer ready. MU, he said, is an attractive institution with a strong national reputation and a chance to be a leader. He had followed from a distance the turmoil of November 2015 and learned from the experience, as campus leaders here have done. He sees this as a destination job rather than a stepping stone. The steps in his own life and career have led from birthplace and boyhood in the Bahamas, which his family left for Iowa without his having obtained a high school diploma, to the community college he attended because he couldn't qualify for the university, and then to the University of Iowa, where he earned at age 24 a bachelor's degree and 6 years later a doctorate in electrical and computer engineering. A couple of weeks short of his 52nd birthday, he comes to us from the State University of New York, where he has been provost and executive vice chancellor of a 64-campus system serving nearly 1.3 million students. He's a widely published scholar of optical sensors, a field I don't even pretend to understand. The two leaders stressed that they share a commitment to innovative and affordable education, in President Choi's words. Both emphasized the importance of continuing a transparent process for making the hard decisions and strategic investments to come. Both pointed to Dr. Cartwright's record at SUNY as an effective advocate of diversity and inclusion in both faculty and students. After the reception, I walked back down Francis Quadrangle. The iconic column stood fenced off, braced by scaffolding and shrouded by weatherproofing. A few workmen were getting started with an extensive repair and preservation project. It occurred to me that in August, when the Cartwrights move into the chancellor's residence on the quad, they'll look out on what might be an appropriate metaphor for the assignment he is undertaking. Like the columns that symbolize it, the institution itself is showing the scars of battering. In the case of the columns, battering by the weather, and in the institution's case, by politics. The need of repair to both is apparent and urgent. In both cases, the process will require time and money. Metaphor has its limits, though. Unlike the project to save the columns, the challenge facing President Choi and Chancellor Cartwright isn't just restoration. When the scaffolding comes down, the columns should look like they did 100 years ago. For the institution, that won't do. One project is protecting the past, the other is preparing for the future. The timetable calls for repair of the columns to be finished by fall. Reimagining the university will take a bit longer. That's probably why President Choi envisions a tenure for the new chancellor of at least 5 years. Of course, that may be optimistic. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy, sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.